It's time now for a look at all the day's business news. Yuka Woye joins me here in studio. Yuka, starting with Iran, the central bank chief there has resigned as the country's economic crisis continues to deepen.
Well, Sharon, Iran has been facing the largest protests in 3 years, with merchants shuttering their stores and miners going on strike to protest months of unpaid wages. Amid the uproar, state TV reported that Mohammad Reza Farzin had stepped down as the head of Iran's central bank. He took the job at the end of 2022 and leaves the post in the midst of severe currency turmoil. Earlier this year, he admitted that the Iranian rial did not have a, quote, favourable image in the global economy. Now, when he took office, the currency was trading at around 430,000 to the dollar on the black market. On Sunday, it plunged to a record low at 1.42 million to the dollar. That's 40 times less than the value it had at the time of the 2015 nuclear deal. Now, the central bank has been accused of printing too much money in an effort to shore up the currency, but the amount of new unbacked liquidity outpaced Iran's economic growth, battered by years of economic sanctions. The intervention instead fueled a cost of living crisis, with the nation now on the verge of hyperinflation. In December, prices were 42% higher than a year before, the figure even higher for food, up 72%, and health and medical items rising 50%, Sharon.
And finally, in other business news, Yuka, the price of silver has hit a record high.
Well, spot silver rose to past $83 an ounce earlier this Monday, although it has since come down significantly as investors booked profits. The price surge picked up pace in November following the decision by the US government to include silver in its list of critical minerals. The new list, an update from 2022, expanded the number of designated critical minerals from 50 to 60. Reflecting the Trump administration's effort to recognize and secure supplies of materials critical for the country's economic and national security. And China has made a similar move, tightening control of the export of silver along with tungsten and antimony. Like with rare earths, the slated aim is to step up the protection of resources and the environment. The new restrictions will start in the new year, so there's been a lot of purchases before they kicked in. Now, silver is used in things like solar panels, EVs and advanced electronics, as well as in data centres. Demand is rising across all these areas. But like gold, it's also an investment asset traded in physical bullions as well as in financial markets. Now, silver prices grew more than 160% year on year, far outpacing gold's gain of more than 70%. In May, you needed about 106 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Now you need roughly half that amount for the same purpose. And that's it from the business desk.
Yuka, thanks so much for all of that. Yuka Woye there with all the day's business news.